Hey, what's up? I'm sorry, that sounded way too like pickup line.
What am I thinking about? Right about now, I'm just thinking, how dumb is Valentine's Day? Like, for real. Like, why do we even celebrate it? Like, I know there's like Saint Valentine, but like, without Googling it, I can't tell you why it's significant. I'm pretty sure I heard one day that he probably is like the patron saint of like love and being good to everybody, and then somebody just commercialized it into that's the day to express your love. And of course, in the world, the end all be all of everything is finding the one and to experience companionship. And so, of course, when there's money to be made and something to commercialize, the world does it. So here we are, little teddy bears and chocolate boxes and balloons and roses and ordering chocolate-covered strawberries and fruit bouquets and these huge, grand monetary gestures. And for what? To tell the person that you love them? To express something that you should spend every day expressing? I don't think the measure of your love should take place on a silly holiday, I guess. But you know, maybe I'm just biased because, you know, I'm single. And I'm just being a crabby pants. Because I don't have anybody getting any chocolates for me. But now, really, I don't think it's like a great holiday. I mean, I just think it's mostly silly, and most of the stuff people get is crap. Oh, then what would I ask for? Well, you know me. I'm all about experiences and food, so. I probably would love some, like, decadent truffles or macarons or chocolate covered strawberries. Any chocolate covered fruit, especially dark chocolates. Maybe with sea salt. You know, I don't indulge too much, so, you know, on the day of love, I should be able to, you know, love myself with all the indulgences. Other than that, maybe like a really good whiskey, you know, or rum. A good, nice drink to get sauced on with my chocolates. And other than that, like a good dinner. Not even like having to go out. Just like eating something different that we don't usually eat, or like going the extra mile, I guess. Like, like making sushi together or something with your hands. Oh, like homemade pizza or like something really fancy, like if, I guess if we did like steaks or something, that would be fun. You know? Ooh, I once saw this, I think it was like a commercial or it was online. But it was like this date night where you had to like bake a pie. But it was called like the blind chef. So like your partner is blindfolded and you have to hold their hands and help them make this pie while they're completely blindfolded. And it's fun because like they have to trust you. And sometimes you can make the recipe a mystery. And if you're cooking, you could like pop little morsels into their mouths and stuff. And I think that would be fun. And you could just be making something normal, like a cheesecake or an apple pie, or if you decided to like go with dinner and made like steaks and a salad and stuff, you could give them little samples and tastes. See, that would be fun. It's simple. That's my kind of way of celebrating the holiday. Make it a little special, but don't make it over the top. I feel like if you're doing your quote unquote job of romance the rest of the year, then you don't need this grand, ridiculous gesture on this day. So, yeah. That's my mini rant. Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, I mean, yes, that is my final opinion. Valentine's Day is dumb. And yeah, I might be jaded. I don't know. Sorry, I'm tired. Anyways, what's up with you? You feeling tired? If you don't feel tired, you can just chill with me anyways. Yeah. I can't promise I won't fall asleep though. As you can tell from my yawning. You know me. Once I start, I can't stop. I wonder why. It's so weird. Like, every time I yawn, I think of something I heard back in school, that you yawn when you aren't getting enough oxygen or something like that. So every time I yawn now, I think it's because I'm not getting enough oxygen, or I'm having issues breathing, which sometimes that's right. But I mean, I'm pretty chill right now. I don't know. Mind-boggling. Well, anyways, feel free to chill with me. You can yawn too. I won't kick you out of my bed. I'm glad you came to hang out though. Yeah. I mean, we aren't dating, we aren't married or anything, but you wanted to come hang out, so I'm glad you're here. Yeah, I mean, I like companionship, I like having somebody around. It's nice. Yeah, like, just being with someone, being around somebody, especially like late at night, you just, it's nice, it's comforting, I guess. I know you probably wouldn't believe it, but I've always been like a huge lone wolf. I've always done everything on my own. I don't know, just done everything by myself. I
I do work and I've done school and I do errands and trips and adventures and sad boy hours. I do all of it so much alone. Sometimes I just really, really wish there was somebody here, you know? I mean, sex isn't a big part of it, not always. Sex is nice, don't get me wrong, but I just like somebody around. Like, here, can I see your hand? Okay, see? It's nice. All I'm doing is just holding your hand and my thumb is running along your finger, and it's nice. It's not romantic. It's not sexual. It's connection. So, I guess that's why I'm glad you're here and what I hope you'll be. Just be with me for right now. In our own little, I don't know, mutual, relaxing cuddle bubble, I guess. Don't ask me to word things, I just can't. But I can feel things, so the hand holding is nice. It still cracks me up how much it's looted. I don't think it's lewd, but I do think it can be intense and it could mean a lot of things that make for intense emotions, and I think that's why people loot it. I think it's the whole holding hands is more than sex thing, so that's why it's even lewder than sex. And if that's the case, I'm a degenerate. I love to hold hands, play with hands, interlock fingers, maybe even play a little thumb wars. I know, it's horrible. I'm a degenerate. Come here. I want you to lay your head right here on my chest. Right here. Sorry, my boobs are kind of in the way, but I mean, just lay on them. I like it. I don't know if you can hear my heart. Maybe. If you listen really, really closely, you can. It's a little slow. It's just because I'm really calm. It's always been a little slow. It likes to take its sweet time. While you listen. My fingers are just slowly tracing along your back. Maybe up the nape of your neck, playing with your hair. I love to rub scalps and play with hair. I know, I'm just like giving all my secrets away. Do you ever think about just going places? Like, just not even packing up everything, but just like packing a bag, you know, and just like going, like anywhere. Maybe somewhere they don't know you. Maybe somewhere across the world where people do know you, or you at least have one friend. You just show up on their doorstep and hope that they take you in. Yeah, I do. I think about it sometimes. I mean, I'm not a bum, but sometimes the lifestyle of a hopeless wanderer, just making my way around the world, sometimes it sounds pretty appealing. Your hair is soft. I'm really glad you're here. Maybe when the summer comes and it's warmer, we can do this outside, like camping or something. Yeah, I love to be under the stars and the moon and feel the cool breeze. I'm not scared of all the nature, you know. I like it. Plus, out there, all the stars you can see. It's pretty cool. I'm tired. I may fall asleep. I'm gonna keep rubbing your hair though, with my fingers. Feels nice. You want to keep going after I fall asleep, you can. Like I said, I'm just happy you're here. I invite you to be with me. Stay with me. Just like two peas in a pod. Nestled up, calm, getting some sleep.